And joining us live on the air today with the Kemmer Rotary Club is Lexi Schur. Good morning, Lexi. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. And we'll have you on again later this week for another topic, another time. But today we have you representing the Kemmer Rotary Club. Lexi, tell us how long you've been involved with the Rotary Club in Kemmer.
Sure. So I've been involved officially with the Rotary Club for 3 years as a member. I have had past experiences with the Rotary Club in Kemmer when I was a youth growing up in Kemmer through their various programs that they do with RILA and Youth Exchange and various other projects, but 3 years as a member locally.
Very cool. And, you know, over the course of the last few years and even throughout the history of the Kemmer Rotary Club, they've really done some great projects and a lot of community improvements. And one of those that are up and coming we want to talk about is the idea of a splash pad in the Diamondville Park, if I'm not mistaken. So, Lexi, tell us about the idea for a splash pad and how this all came up.
Yes. So I am the Rotary president this year, and every year we try to engage our leaders and our members to put thought and action into what would grow our communities. For me, I'm a local Kemmer native. I have four daughters, and I'm passionate about being outdoors like most of my other Wyoming fellows around here. And so what better activity to have my four kiddos do than bring something like a splash pad to our community where they can have safe outdoor recreational water play, easily accessible for all types of people. And so we have decided to tackle this project and make this initiative a dream come true.
Well, it's a very cool idea. I know some neighboring communities have done it. Splash pads are becoming very popular as you mentioned, outdoor water options. And even for communities like Kemmer that already has a swimming pool, the splash pad is still a great thing. So tell us the fundraising efforts and how this is going to kick off.
Yes, so we have partnered with the City of Diamondville. They have dedicated a space in Diamondville City Park. We'll actually be having a dedication ceremony next Wednesday, August 10th, to celebrate this space. And then we're using a company out of Utah called Splash Pads USA, who have helped design and create this feature. And the park will be about 1,225 square feet and have a few large water features and some in-ground features. We're hoping to kind of enhance and spruce up that area to make it a fully interactive area for play for kids in an already wonderful location. And to partner with Diamondville, they've committed some funds towards this project. We've also been reaching out to various boards, clubs, corporations, and local resources to see what other funds we can make happen. We've had a commitment from the Frontier Parks and Rec Board towards this program, some local commitments from people in in-kind donations, and we'll be seeking various grants through Outdoor Recreation, the Wyoming Business Council, and other community funds that are available to us.
Very good. Very great. Lexi Schur, current president of the Kemmer Rotary Club, on the weekday wake up with us today. So Lexi, tell us what is the fundraising goal here? How much do you need to raise and how close are you to that currently?
Sure. So the proposal for just the splash pad itself is $140,000. Today we sit at about a $90,000 commitment towards that project. The enhancements we're hoping to add around the splash pad project will probably be another $15,000 to $20,000. So we're looking close to $160,000 for our current project.
Okay, and tell us more about the event that you're planning a week from today, the 10th, at the park, as part of the kickoff for community fundraising. Tell us more about what's going to take place and what the community can do to get involved that day.
Yes, so we would just love the community to come out and support and ask us questions and see what we have going on. We'll have all of the printouts of the features we anticipate putting in the park set out at the location of the future site of the splash pad. Rotary Club is sponsoring the free food and entertainment, so we'll have hot dogs and some chips and snow cones, some kids' activities like face painting and water balloons, and we're really just looking for the community to come out and hear all about what we have coming. We can tell them about all the different ways that they can help contribute or donate or make this project a reality.
Very cool. And if someone can't be there that day, is there a place someone can go to maybe find some of the renditions or drawings of what the splash pad is hopeful to look like?
Yes. So I've already posted on Facebook in our event information what the splash pad drawing or rendering is. I think they did a really wonderful job. Also on our Facebook, you can find a QR code if you'd like to make a financial donation electronically, or you can always walk into the Bank of the West and make a donation to a splash pad bank account we've had open there.
Current director of the Kemmer Rotary, president of the Kemmer Rotary Club, that's Lexi Schur on the weekday wake-up this morning. Lexi, sounds like a great project, sounds like it's off to a fantastic start, and again, encourage the community to go to that event 1 week from today at the Diamondville Town Park. Anything we missed, Lexi, about this event or the Rotary Club in general you want to mention?
No, just thank you, everybody, for your support already, and we can't wait to make this happen.
That's Lexi Schur and the Kemmer Rotary Club, all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.